Well, at least I can say it's not me now. with that, Jay, I do have Echolink on my phone and my laptop. Was it on my laptop? Well, it's on my desktop. I know that for sure. I use it to connect into a repeater that I can't hit from my house because I don't have a tower or antenna on my roof. And I'm part of the Genesee County Radio Club as well as the Lapeer County Radio Club. So I can never hear the Lapeer County. Well, I can hear it sometimes, but I can't hit out to it. I got to drive like a mile or two towards Lapeer before I can actually hit it again. And that's on high power. But hopefully with this new mobile station, I can probably hit it, but I got to figure out how I'm going to install it into the car. In the meantime, I've been using what's called like a solar power bank. I've been using those to power up my radios in the car because it does have a regulated 12-volt AC output, and it is grounded. So I've been using those. And as I said before, this Yaesu takes a lot more power than the Icom 200 I got, by about 5 times as much power. So these batteries might not be lasting as long. But I do got a solar panel I can stick on my car and charge it up, but not while it's moving. Yeah, they entice you in with the 0% interest, and people are going to read the fine print. And about a year or 6 months or 12 months down the road, all the interest just hits you right straight like a ton of bricks. And nowadays, back in the day, I had to use the payday advance too. I told myself I would never do that again because that's just some ridiculous interest. I was hitting hard times. I had to do it, but I worked my way out of it like I'll never do that again. And what else? I don't know much about internet relay. I just know Echolink and just over radio frequency so far. I'm trying to get into APRS and maybe what's the proprietary communication with Yaesu? I think it's C4FM or something like that. And we'll see how this goes. And with that, I hand it over to Jay. This is KE8ZTV.